Oasis Audio presents The Sinners and the Sea by Rebecca Canner, read for you by Amy Rubinate. Book 1. Chapter 1. A Marked and Nameless Girl. They say it is the mark of a demon. When I was a child, none took their chances by coming close to me, and certainly no one touched me. It looks as if a large man dipped his palm in wine and pressed it to my forehead above my left eye. After I was born, the midwife seized the afterbirth and rubbed it over the mark. Then the afterbirth was buried, so that when it decayed, the mark would disappear too. But the mark grew darker. By my second year, it had gone from red to purple. My father tried every known remedy. He anointed it daily with olive oil, rubbed it with a sheep's hoof, even offered the gods the smallest finger on his left hand to take it away. But the gods did not accept his finger. They dulled the heat of the fire he set to send it up to them, so that it only smoked and did not burn. He had not named me, for fear it would be too easy then for people to talk and spread lies, and he was glad of this when the gods would not hear his plea. There was not another tent within 50 cubits of my father's, so as not to catch my affliction through their gazes. When people hurried past to catch an errant sheep or child, they looked at me out of the corner of one eye, or not at all. Once a man 4 tents away chased his goat to only a few cubits from my father's land, then stopped suddenly when he saw me at the cook fire, and ran back in the direction he had come. The goat was never seen again. It was thought that I had changed it into a newborn, the one who was left outside the midwife's tent one night. Rocks were tied to the newborn's hands and feet, and he was taken to the Nile. After this,